Our topic for discussion this evening is fake humility as opposed to honest humility and how you distinguish between the two. I must be honest, this is sort of a difficult conversation for me to have because I still struggle to distinguish between the two of them. And to be totally honest, I also think to a great degree I struggle with fake humility myself. I've noticed that I want to be humble, but I really am not as humble as I need to be. And I think the only distinguishing factor between the two, or the easiest distinguishable factor between the two, is whether you're proud of the fact that you're humble or not. People that are authentic in this walk with humbleness are people that tend to realize that they're not humble at all. And now it sounds like I'm being fake humble. Because I'm said I'm struggling with humbleness, and then I really literally after that said that's people that's honest in the walk with humility. But that's honestly how I see it. I've noticed that a lot of people are so proud of their walk with regards to humility and how humble they've become that I've noticed that they've become proud on the amount of humility that they've shown, and that in actual fact is not humility whatsoever. Humility is only something that you think lowly of yourself, not lowly of yourself, but less of yourself. You think that people are deserving more than what you give. I've also noticed in the not too distant past that our generation, the millennial generation, seems to live selfless lives. But in the way that they live these selfless lives, they make Instagram posts and videos and reels and stuff like that to show the world how selfless they are, and that in all honesty is not selfless at all, because they're gaining likes and you're sort of, how can I put it? This is a very vulgar way of saying it, but I think it's the best explanation. We are prostituting the poor and desolate in order for us to get likes. On Instagram, I've noticed a lot of people. In fact, I've actually noticed churches do that now recently. And to me, that's just absolutely sad. That is fake humility. Honest humility are people that's just willing to serve irrespective of the task. I want to tell you a short little story in order for you to understand why I feel this way. I run a congregation in a town in Western Cape that's sort of in the Western Cape. It's called Mossel Bay, the town. It's a booming town currently. The economy is doing very well. There's certain people that struggle a lot, but overall the people are doing good. There's an influx of people moving down, and there's an influx of people that's gaining, well, that's earning good money, probably overseas as well as on the internet and stuff like that. And they're moving towards Mossel Bay. Now, asking that type of person that's in a management position, to serve one way or another at church, either to break the bread when we are using Holy Communion, or to pack the chairs in order for the church to be done, or to sweep the floors or anything like that, is next to impossible. People don't want to do that. But then again, I've got a lady in church. She is a very high-ranking police officer. And when I'm talking a very high-ranking, I'm talking about very high-ranking police officers. She's sort of like in charge of the Western Cape. She's in charge of the district of the Western Cape that we reside in. And she's the only one that's willing to serve. And to me, that shows that she has authentic humility. She knows that sweeping the floor of the church will not degrade her in any way. It's not above the rank that she has as a police officer. It's not above her societal standing. It's not above the way of the society accepting her for what she does and the influence that she has. She just knows that she's 100% certain of herself and what she's achieved. And that's why she can serve. Humility in that sense means that the opinions of other people will not affect the way that you know that God thinks of you. And the opinion that God has of you is so much more in worth. I almost want to say it's weight in gold as opposed to the opinions of man. And the fact that that has an influence on your well-being and your psychic. So because of the fact that people, we tend to allow them to think certain things about us, we do not want to do certain things because we think it's beneath us or below us. When in actual fact, we're just too proud to do it. And God did it. One of the fights that the Pharisees had with Jesus was the fact that he did not spend time with godly people all the time. He in actual fact spent time with tax collectors and prostitutes and drunkards and the people on the outskirts of society, those who the wealthy and the prosperous and the godly just did not want to spend time with. And Jesus knew that the opinions of men will not influence him, so he kept on spending time with them in order for them to be reached. Again, that is authentic humility. Authentic humility means that the person that is in actuality humble gains nothing. And as long as you gain nothing from it, not likes, not money, not influence, nothing, that means you're being authentic in your walk with regards to humility.